And we're standing outside the US consulate here to add our voices to the global demands for an end to the US-NATO bombing on Libya. We do not believe that the US-NATO forces, which destroyed Iraq and are currently waging a war without end in Afghanistan, are conducting a humanitarian mission in Libya. This is not the no-fly zone that was talked about. This is more like a belated attempt by the US and NATO forces to insert themselves into the political tsunami that has been sweeping the Middle East and North Africa since early this year. We're here to say that we wholeheartedly support the people power movements, and we've been rallying with our sisters and brothers in the streets of Sydney to demonstrate that support and to demand that the Australian government does the same. Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd were silent when those brave protesters, men and women, Muslim and Christian, were camped out in Tahrir Square, facing bullets and tanks. Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd were silent as the powerful democracy movements swept aside the dictators in Tunisia and Egypt. And now they've suddenly found their voices. Kevin Rudd has been one of the most outspoken in his demand that the West help bring democracy through bombs to Libya. What hypocrisy. I am not here to defend Colonel Gaddafi any more than I would defend the other dictators in the region. The absolute monarch of Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah, the King of Bahrain, Sheikh Khalifa, or the President Saleh in Yemen. We're here to say that Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd do not speak for us. And we're here to say the West's bombing campaign of Libya must stop.